USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. An historic American debt default will not happen. President Biden taking time Friday to speak to the nation from the Oval Office about it.
The president, sitting behind his desk in the Oval Office, touted the success of this week's passing of the debt ceiling bill.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse. We're cutting spending and bringing the deficits down at the same time.
Biden added, we've protected our priorities, and he commended Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders in getting a deal done.
Correspondent John Schaefer, Biden will sign the measure on Saturday. Wall Street closing sharply higher to end the holiday shortened week two. The Dow jumped more than 2% for its best single day gain of the year. The U.S. credit rating is on at least one negative watch list, though, Fitch through September. The White House says the U.S. will not be roped into a nuclear arms race with Russia and China. The prospect was raised during a meeting of the Arms Control Association in D.C. Friday. It's an NGO that focuses on nuclear non-proliferation. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told the gathering, the U.S. does not need to increase its nuclear forces to successfully deter its nuclear competitors. Multiple people are hurt after a building under construction partially collapsed in New Haven, Connecticut.
Obviously, it's a developing situation. When people left the scene, there were seven people injured. Two of them were in critical condition. We'll be monitoring the situation.
Mayor Justin Elliker provided details on those injured in the incident. The first named storm of the hurricane season has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. However, Arlene is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. YouTube is reversing its policy and will now allow content involving election denial. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Over 200 people are dead and hundreds more injured in India after two trains collided. The crash happened in the eastern part of the country. Officials said almost 1,000 people have been taken to local hospitals with various injuries. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he's distressed by the incident and his thoughts are with everyone involved. Famed racetrack Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track.
The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries sustained at the home of the Kentucky Derby, with no single factor identified as a potential cause and no common pattern. Racing operations will be suspended beginning June 7th and will run through the remainder of the spring meet. I'm Brian Shook.
California is taking a big step toward legalizing Amsterdam-style cafes with pot.
The California State Assembly voted 64-9 in favor of allowing weed dispensaries to serve food and host areas where it's legal to consume the herb. California Representative Matt Haney is the author of the bill.
To be clear, this does not allow coffee shops to sell cannabis. It allows cannabis shops to sell coffee with pre-approval from local governments.
He says it'll help boost business, saying in 2020, California's struggling legal cannabis sales reached $4 billion, while the state's illicit market sales were projected to exceed $8 billion. I'm John Fink.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.